How are you today?
The real problem.
You know what I'm feeling?
Good. I'm allowed to shave, but I didn't get a chance. Okay. Today, we have in this week's parsha the mitzvah of Shabbos, and of course the Lamed Tes Melachos of Shabbos. And we want to study today Mechatech, which is one of the 39 Melachos listed on Daf Ayin Gimel. And the Mishnah lists Korea and Mechatcho as two separate avos. Korea has something to do with preparing hides. When you cut down the hides for tanning purposes, then you violate the Malacha of Korea. And then we want to talk about Mechatech. Now, this issue about Mechatech comes up over and over again here in Israel for sure, and I assume similar cases where you live. For example, let's say you have a sack of sugar or salt and you rip open the top of the bag. Is that Mechatech? Another question is, let's say you desperately need toilet paper cut. You didn't cut it before Shabbos. To cut it on the perforated lines, forget it. That's Korea. We're not going to get into that. But let's say between the lines. Now, here in Israel, do you have the same thing in your part of the world? That you have two yogurts that are attached to each other and you break it to separate them? Anyway, that's common practice. Is that called mechatech, when you cut them apart? Let's say another case that's very, very relevant today is pills. You have to take half a pill. Are you allowed to cut a pill, slice it in half? Let's say you want to put a candle, this is more of a yontif shaila, into a candlestick, and you cut down the candle in order to fit it into the size of the candlestick. And believe it or not, as we go along, we'll see more cases that are relevant in contemporary society. So we want to gain in the next few minutes is some sort of a definition of the Malacha of Mechatech. And how is it different than Korea? Also, in Mechatech, does it matter whether you use a kli or you do it by hand? And these are some of the fundamental issues. The Gemara, by the way, we'll soon see, has a case where you take a stone, let's say like a Jerusalem stone, and you sand it off. You cut off parts of it that are protruding in order to make it straight, make it smooth. The question is whether you chayav mishum mechatech. Or the Gemara says, let's take you take a long piece of cloth and you cut out a hole in the middle. That's called poseach based tzavar, so that you can wear it by placing your head through the hole, like our tzitzis. Is that called mechatech? Then, of course, we have to ask ourselves, what's the difference between mechatech d'oraisa and mechatech d'rabbanon? We have to ask ourselves, what if he does a mechatech without kavana? Does it come under the general law of psik resha if he knows he's going to have a mechatech, a chituch? And finally, what does it mean when we say that sometimes when he breaks off the top of something, then by cutting off the top of, let's say, a long pole, or in the case of the candle that I gave you before, he violates mechatech? So the story begins on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. If you have the Mar Makomos, you'll see that under the Mishnah we have a Gemara of Rav Ashi. The Mishnah itself uses a strange language. Machatcho, he cuts it, or he slices it. Why do I say that's strange? Because if you look in the previous Av Malacha, which is Korea, it doesn't say Kor'o. It doesn't say that he rips it. Here it says he slices it. So we want to try to figure out the difference in language. But in any event, getting back to the Sugya of Rav Ashi, the Gemara there is trying to tell you that with one maisa, with one pa'ula, you can violate a myriad of multiple malachos. And in this case, we're talking about Haiman de Solis Silta. Now, what happens is that they needed logs for the campfire, and what they did was they used to cut down the logs to make them much smaller. That's called Chotech Eitzim Dakim, which you'll see in Rashi. Eitzim Dakim Lahavir Ha'esh. In order to get the fire going, they would cut it down into smaller pieces. And to our surprise, in this case, he's Chayev Mishum Tochen. You know, that was the last on my list, was Tochen. Well, I guess he's cutting it into very small slices. He's dicing it. And I guess that there's a chiddush here that Tochen applies even to non-edibles. Just like, for example, Mevashel applies even to non-edibles. Like you could take steel and heat it up and you might be Chayev Mishum Mevashel. So too, if you cut wood into small pieces, Eitzim Dakim, then you violate the Isur Tochen. And then Rav Ashi says, well, you know what? It might be more than just Tochen. It might also be Mechatech, because you're slicing, you're cutting these pieces of wood to get smaller pieces. But Rav Ashi adds the following precondition. He kapid am mishchasa. What does mishchasa mean? Has nothing to do with mishicha. Rashi says, lechotchan b'mida. I have to tell you that these are the two most important words that we'll study today. If you want to make a mental note of it, that mechatech, Rashi says, the precondition for mechatech is chotchan b'mida, which means he measures them out. Normally, when he cuts down wood to make it into small pieces of twigs for the fire, he doesn't cut it down to a specific size. But if, let's say, he's very interested in the size, because, let's say, he wants to organize them and put them into different kind of containers or so, so he needs a size, or for whatever reason he needs a size, you know, you can use your imagination, then Rashi says, in that case, he's chayav mishum mechatech, meaning, in addition to being chayav for tochen, he's also chayav for mechatech. And then if you drop down another line, Omar Abaye, Haiman di Ovid Chalsa, Chayva Chatesre Chatos. This is a big sugya. And we're talking about a person who makes a beehive. You know, normally we think of beehives as being part of the natural world, but there's such a thing as a man-made beehive, in which you take konim, you take reeds, and you weave them together after you cut them down to size, and you form a beehive. And if you're in the bee business or the honey business, that's a very important kli for you. And Abai says you violate with one creative project over 10, in fact 11 chatos. You know, if he does it on Shabbos, he doesn't realize it's Shabbos. And Rashi has a long list here of 11. And on that list, he includes mechatech. So mechatech now becomes a violation of a malacha when he takes kanim, he takes these reeds, and in order to produce something, to make something, he needs to cut down these reeds b'mida. Okay? B'mida. How do I see b'mida? Well, first we saw it in the Rashi of Mishchasa that we saw already. And then you'll see it again in the wide lines of Rashi on line number 4. When Rashi lists all the 11 malachas that he violates for creating this beehive, Rashi is kaver shel kodim, Rashi adds mechatech, because chatchan b'mida harei zeh mechatech. So this is very consistent. Rashi always seems to add this condition of mida, that he cuts it down to a certain specific size. Because obviously, if he's cutting these small pieces of thin wood in order to shape it into a beehive, He needs it of a certain size. If it's too large, he cannot manipulate it, and he won't end up with the final product. So therefore he violates Mechatech, and he has to bring a Korban Chatos for that. Then we have the case of the Gemara Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis, which is the middle Gemara on your page, on page 1. And just 1 second, I'm looking for a specific case. Oh, the case is Tolesh Notza Gedola Miknaf Ha'of. He plucks a feather, a large feather, from a bird, and then Li'acha Mikan Kotam Es Rosho. He's making a pillow or a mattress, and he makes it out of feathers. But again, part of the feather is going to be very hard and very sharp, so he wants to get rid of that part of the notza. It's called a feather, is called a notza. And basically, he needs the rosh hanotza, that's the part of the feather which he can put into the pillow, and it'll be soft. And he's chayav mishum mechatech. So if you take a look at the last Rashi of Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, first we'll read the Hatolesh Es Hakonof. I told you it was Ayin Hey. I made a mistake. It's Ayin Dalet. Hatolesh Es Hakonof Notza Gedola. Fine, that we said. And then Hakotmo Liachas Shetolsho Chotech Rosho. He cuts off the head, Shudak. It's very soft. The Royal Anicho Bekar Uksus Bekeses. And Rashi says, Mishum Machatik, the Kopid Lachtoch Ad Mokom Shuroi. Rashi says, he's not just breaking it, but he's slicing it to a certain specific place, a certain point. Because the notza is made up of two parts. I mean, it's not physically separated until he cuts them, but one part is Roy, it's to be used for a car. And the other part is not Roy. So he wants to get Ad Mokom Roy. So that's a very specific point. And therefore, he's Chayav Mishum Mechatech. That's also called Bemida. Okay, now we'll look on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. And again, I'm just collecting cases so that we can finally extrapolate a definition of Mechatech. Hamagar Roshei Klonosos B'Shabbos Chayav Mishum Mechatech. Here's a case of klonsos, and these are some sort of type of a reed, and he wants to cut it off at the top. Rashi says, "Shiyu rasheim shavim vechadim." So he wants the sharp end. Maybe he's making a quill or something of that, you know, pen. And Rashi says, shavim. Shavim means he wants to make sure that the heads of all these klonsos are exactly the same size. And he's chayav mishum mechatech, because again, he's slicing it in such a way that he wants it to be a certain particular size.
What are klonsos?
Klonsos
are they?
I think that I don't have an English translation here, but if I remember correctly, they are round, hollow shoots, like, you know, what we use for schach, you know, bamboo shoots.
Bamboo.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's made of bamboo. I think bamboo might be a specific tree. I don't know. Okay. But if we can use bamboo as a general term, as a generic term, then what he needs is that these long shoots, he wants to cut off the tops of them in a way that they're all exactly the same size. And that's what he needs for his building purpose. Rashi says he's chayv. The Gemara says he's chayv mishum mechatech. Now we have a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Beitza. The Mishnah says, "Ein chotchin et hapsila l'shnayim." Now watch what happens here. He takes a wick and he wants to cut it in half. And the Mishnah says he's not allowed to do so. Now, we have a rule when we learn Mishnayos in Shabbos and in Beitzah that there's a difference between aim and chayav. What does that mean? If he's violating a doraisa, then the word is chayav. If he's only violating an isa drabanan, then the Mishnah uses the language of ein. So what conclusion do you derive about this person who is slicing his wick, his psila? What kind of isa is he violating? Everybody?
Drabanan.
Why is there no isa doraisa here? And I think the answer is because all the other cases that we had, the Gemara and Rashi go out of their way to point out that it's bemida. He wants to slice it at a certain size or at a certain place. Apparently in the case of the psila, and we'll see if I can prove this to you, he's not interested or he's not careful about cutting it at a certain place. Bobby, any luck with that?
Holes.
Bowls?
Holes.
Oh, poles. Okay. I call them shoots. Okay. I think mine is better than his, but I'm not Dr. A, so. Okay. Now.
So he calls this poles. It's okay.
All right. Now, I have a question for you.
Very good.
What happens if I cut something with a deliberate measurement? That's a foodstuff. Notice that in all the cases we've been talking about wood, we've been talking about hides, we've been talking about reeds and poles and bamboo shoots and whatever you call it. But in no case have we discussed food. And this is going to have major repercussions because there are many times that we cut food. Again, we're usually not makpid house, you know, the exact size of it, but let's say I'm makpid exactly on the size. So that's also a Gemara in the fourth parak of Beitzah. And that you'll see. Just 1 second, where is it? Of course, I'm not finding it here. Here it is. Ochle Behemah. It's the last source on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. What's Ochle Behemah? So Ochle Behemah is identical with Ma'achole Behemah, which means food that you feed the animal. Rashi says Kigon Kash. If you've ever seen a camel, you know that the camel is eating straw. And it's Ochel. Again, I wouldn't eat straw, you wouldn't eat straw, but the camel will eat straw. And that's called Ochle Behemah. Now, is there machatech in Ochle Behema? Well, actually, the Gemara does not, to my disappointment, does not address this question. The Gemara addresses a slightly different question, and that is the Malach of Makkah B'Patish. The Gemara says, Ein ba mishum tikun kli.
And what has he done in this situation?
What do you say?
What has he done? He's just cut it off, or what has he done?
So Rashi explains that kigon kash vi ole kanim, or again, all sorts of types of reeds or poles, and Rashi says, mutar liktom, you're allowed to break them off, ulitaken kash sheshibolim b'shabes lachzos shinov. I can dig this. I can identify with this. He needs a toothpick. And what he does is, he breaks off if you're really desperate, you know, for a toothpick, you'll break off anything. So in this case, he breaks off a piece of a stem from an ole kanim or kash, and lachzos shinov. Now, I was wondering, the subject here is makkah b'patish, and the answer is he doesn't really do any sort of umnus here. He's not like a professional. He doesn't make a real toothpick, meaning he doesn't cut it down perfectly and roll it and smoothen it. He doesn't want to sell it. So it's such a makeshift kind of thing, that's not called makim patish. It's a raw material. But Rashi goes out of his way to say mutar, meaning not only is are you circumventing the violation of makim patish, but it seems that there are no violations whatsoever, and you're allowed to do this. Now let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is here on page 2 of Yemar Makomos, and this is the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. And the Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Zayin, Hanotel Kisen Shel Eitz, again a small stem of a branch of a tree. Milafonov. I'm not sure why the Rambam says no-till milafonov, and he grabs it in front of him. Vikatmo, and he breaks it into a smaller size. Lachsos boshinov, in order to take particles out of his teeth. Oliftoch bos hadeles, or maybe he uses it a way that he can pry open the door. And guess what? The Rambam says, Chayav. So it's interesting. Rashi in Masechta Beitza, and I'm not sure if there's a machlokas here, seems to indicate that in this very case, he is mutter. It's mutter. And the Rambam says that he's Chayav. Now, I'm thinking that maybe the difference is, if you look at the first part of Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam sets up the conditions for a chiyuv of machatech, the Rambam says, "Hamachatech min ha'or kidei lasos kmiya." So he cuts down the hide in order to use the leather for something. He makes a kmiya. Kmiya is like a pouch. Chayav. Why? Says the Rambam, "Vahu, but because, or in, on the condition she is kavein lemidas arko umidas rachbo." Now, again, we're going to have to come back to this because we haven't seen this yet. I mean, we saw Rashi consistently talking about Midah, but the Rambam is a little bit more conditional or sets up a more restricted. He requires Midas Arko Umidas Rachbo. I don't know. We'll come back to this in Mirtz Hashem very soon. Don't worry about it. But the question is, what if it's only Midas Arko and not Midas Rachbo? Okay, and then the Rambam has all the other cases, and in all the other cases, one would have to assume that according to the Rambam, he's miskavi lemidas arko lemidas rachbo. So when we get to the case of kisem shel eitz latzos boshinov, I suspect that the Rambam is not talking about. He's not addressing the case of Rashi in Masechta Beitza, where he just is desperate, you know, he breaks this thing and he'll use it in any size, any shape. The Rambam is talking about a case where he cuts it down to its size and he wants a definite midah, then he's chayav. And maybe that's what the Minchas Chinuch means here. If you take a look in Os Lamed Gimel, he says, Hamachatech min ha'or kdei lasos lakimo hu shi's kambala. Fine. Haklal, meaning what is the principle that we derive from this Rambam? Dimalacha zu eina rak b'miskaven lemida. And I was very, very assured by this statement of Minchas Chinuch, because that's what we've been postulating, but I wanted to see somebody say it explicitly. And again, I repeat, Dimalacha zu eina rak b'miskaven Lemida. Again, he hasn't touched on the issue of animal food. You know, something that's royal achilas behema, but he definitely excludes any kind of cutting or slicing when it's not bimiskaven lemida. Now, I'm wondering if possibly the Minchas Chinuch might be under the impression that even in the case of animal food, there is an Iser, just that he's not interested in Midah. However, there's a Bir Halacha here on the bottom. Where is the Bir Halacha? I'm sorry, it's on the top of the next page. And the Bir Halacha assumes that even if he cuts down foodstuff, Lufi Midah, he's still not Chayef. And the Bir Halacha comes to the conclusion that Ein Iser Mechatech Ba'ochlin. Now again, in the Minchas Chinuch, I'm not 100% sure, I'm not 100% convinced that there's no such thing as Mechatech Ba'ochlin. But that certainly is the position here of the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, he wants to say that this Iser Mechatech applies even if he doesn't use a kli. And he quotes the Chayodim, the Nishmas Odom. He said, Milsa Charita, Shemitzadeid Lomar, Deshem Mechatech Shach Afilu Biyad. And he goes back to the sugya of Kash, and he asks himself, well, why were they matir breaking off the straw? And he comes to the conclusion that even if he was makbid b'mida, and again, according to the Nishmas Adam, it matters not whether he does it with a kli or with his yad, he should be chayav. And the answer has to be because Kash is royal of Michael Behema. And once it's royal of Achal Behema, it's called an Ochel. And an Ochel is Mufka from Meleches Mechatech. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. Again, I find this a little bit odd that nobody said this before the Mishnah Berurah, but that's the only way he can reconcile the fact that there's Mechatech B'yad, and yet the Gemara says you're allowed to be Kotem Michael Behema. The only answer must be is that in Ochlin there is no Mechatech, and that means even if he cuts it B'mida for a certain size, but it's Michael Behema, and therefore there's no Iser Mechatech. So we now have the following two conditions for Mechatech. Number one, it's got to be Lefi Mida. And number two, it cannot be Ochlin. And the Rambam adds another condition. The Rambam says, getting back to the middle of page two, that's Perek Yud Alef Halacha Zayin, but who, the Rambam says, Yachtov b'kavana shehi melacha. Now, I had trouble with this language of the Rambam. I thought it was quite ambiguous, but I think what the Rambam means to say is that he's interested in a malacha. Malacha means something constructive. Aval im chatach derech hefseid, that means even though, again, I'm not sure exactly what the reality here is, why he would be so careful to cut something at a very definite measure for hefseid. I don't think the Rambam means he's throwing it into the rubbish can. I think derech hefseid, the Rambam means that he ruins the object. In other words, let's say you had a beautiful, you know, work of art that was made of wood, and you would slice off a piece. Maybe that would be a chisarn in kavana shehi melacha. Why? Because that would be derech hefseid. Number two, the Rambam says it's not only that you have to have kavana for a constructive malacha, but also below kiven, below kavana l'midasa. If he didn't have kavana for the midah, for a specific measurement. So if you take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, he says on the fourth line, v'lo shayach psik resha. So what are you going to tell me? He's not miscavving to a midah, but hey, let's say he cut a midah. He actually cut it down to a specific size. So that would be a psik resha. So again, let's just go over the kasha of the Minchas Klina. The Minchas Klina says, all right, he's Eino Miskavi Lemida. But so what? Maybe it's a psik resha. The Rambam gives this absolute, unconditional statement that if he's not Miskavi Lemida, then he's not Chayat. But why? Well, what if it's a psik resha? Even Rav Shimon, of a Dorosh Eino Miskavi, is Modu psik resha. So I think the Minchas Klina here says a gavaldige chiddush, a brilliant chiddush. He says, in other words, the action normally defines the malacha, and whether you have kavana, that's already zaitig. That's something on the side. And if you don't have kavana, you'd be potter. But if it's a psikresha, you'll be chayv. Psikresha makes a double shade of miskavin into a miskavin. Here, you don't even have a malacha. Forget about your kavana. Well. I shouldn't say that. But because your kavana had nothing to do with the midah, that's not called a malacha. Meaning every other kavana, every other malacha, if you ask me the role of kavana, kavana is external. It's an extraneous condition. Masha'en can hear in the case of machatech, the kavana l'midah defines the malacha. It generates the life of the malacha. And the nafkamina is going to be that in other malachas, if you are miskavi, we're going to raise the question, well, was it a psikresha, was it not a psikresha? But in this malacha machatech, if you weren't miskavi, it's irrelevant whether it was a psikresha. And why is it irrelevant? Because you don't have a malacha to start with. And I'm wondering, you know, are there other malachas besides machatech where the kavana actually defines the malacha? Like, for example, makav patish. Maybe, you know, maybe if he wants to perfect a creation of his, that kavana makes it into makav patish. If he's not interested in perfecting it, maybe he wants to do more and more and more, then it has nothing to do with dover shein miskavi. That's not maleches makav patish. Let's say, for example, mochek is a malacha, right? Erasing. Now, if he erases, why is he erasing? If he's erasing because he needs the parchment underneath it in order to write two letters, then he's chayav. And almanas lichtov is a basic definition of the essence of maleches mochek. It has nothing to do with dover shein miskavi. Now, I was thinking the following. We asked the opening question that we asked is, what's the difference between machateich and korea? So, in order to answer that question, we go back to the first page, daf ayin hey amid beis, which is in the middle of your page. And it says there that Mesates es ha'even, about halfway through, is chayav mishum makav patish. Then the Gemara says that where is it? Okay, if somebody could help me find it, it's poseach beis tzavar chayav. Mesates es ha'even chayav. Why is he chayav mishum makav patish? I think it got cut off over here. I'm sorry, I apologize. But anyway, it says that haposeach beis tzavar chayav. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe that's the Gemara Vayter. Oh, there it is. It's the earlier Gemara. So I'm sorry. On daf mem ches amid aleph, Omar Rav Yudah Marav, that's on top of your page 2, Aposeah Beis Tzavar B'Shabbos Chayv Chatos. And Rashi says, Dahashta Kamash Vilei Mono V'Chayv Mishum Maka B'Patish Da'ayinu Gmar Malacha. So if you take that Gemara on Daf Mem Ches and you put it together with the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey with the Rashi, then there's an absolute equation here between Mesates Es Ha'Even and Poseach Beis Tzavar, that both Chayav Mishum Makav B'Katish. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hayim and Beis, Dibra Masla and Masates, Tosfos says, "Avol Mishum Machatech, etc. Lo Machayev." What happened to Machatech? He's actually cutting down, slicing pieces off the stone. So Tosfos says, "Eino Chinami is Chayev Mishum Machatech." But Myri Shekvar Hi Merubas El Shmiyapa Osa. So he adds like squiggles and shapes. That's called makom patish, but there's no mechatech here because it's already cut down to its size. Now, I'm not 100% sure that Rashi would agree with Tosfos, but again, if this is a case of mechatech according to Tosfos, if it's not already meruba, then Tosfos is pointing out that you need the kavana l'mida. That's why Tosfos emphasizes here merubas. Merubas means the measurement. It's got to be square. Oh. So now, let's summarize what we learned. Meleches Machateich, number one, has a tnai that it's got to be lemida, and that we saw in Rashi over and over again. The Rambam says that the kavana has to be l'shem mida, a specific measurement. And therefore, the Rambam says that if you cut something down, shelo kiderech, then it's not called a meleches machatech at all. And perhaps we can now understand the difference between korea and machatech. Now, there's a sefer here called the Archos Shabbos by Rav Rubin. I don't know if you have page 7. If you have page 7, he has a psicha to Meleches Machatech, and he writes in his introduction to Meleches Machatech, he says, "Benekuda zu nivdeles Meleches Machatech min Meleches Korea." What's the difference, he says, between the two? She Meleches Korea ein kpeda al mida. So when he rips something, he doesn't care the size of it. The Ikar Meleches Korea Nemra Bikorea Hamakalkil Es Hayiria. In other words, that he cuts off something that is destroying the urea. Let's say it's got worms in it, or it's out of shape, or whatever. So he rips off that piece, and therefore he's left with two pieces, one of which he wanted to get rid of, and the other which now was perfected. That's called Korea. But he's not careful about measuring it. Ve'ilu meleches mechate kol ikra bechituch hanasa lefi mida misuyemes. In other words, the tikkun is not because you removed a part, but rather because you cut a certain specific measurement. Then he goes on to quote Rab Nissen Karelitz from Bnei Brak, and this you'll see on page 9. And he writes, "Shani meleches machatech mi meleches korea, de meleches korea, hu etzem peulas hakriya, shemachalek es hadavar l'shnayim." He rips it. "Velo rak mishum shetzorech es halukas hadavar shekorea." His main motivation is not to make a haluka, meaning to divide it up in a certain specific way, just that he wants to take part, cut off part of it. He wants to cut off part of it. But it's got to be a tikkun, obviously, but it's not lefi mida. Avol meleches machatech ein yisod hamelocha etzem pe'ulas chalukas hadavar lechatichos. It's not the pe'ula of cutting it into shreds, into sections. El amalochi asiyas chatichos chatichos b'mida. In other words, there's a difference between hakorea in the language of the Mishnah and mechatcho. Mechatcho, it emphasizes the chatichos, that the chaticho. You're chai because you are doing an act to create chatichos, and each chaticha has to be a certain measurement, a certain mida. That's called mechatcho. But the Mishnah also speaks about korea. Korea is the pu'ulas hakriya, and you're chai for the pu'ulas hakriya The mechayev is not the chaticha, but the pulas hakriya. It's like a classical Reb Chaim kind of distinction between gavra and pulas hagavra on the one hand, and cheftza on the other hand. Did Joe have to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, the Rambam bothers me. The Rambam says that Hushi is kavin l'midas arko u'midas rochbo, implying that he needs both, the width and the length. Otherwise, the Rambam should have said, oh, midas rochbo. However, let's look at all the cases that we discussed in the sugya. For example, he cuts off the top of the feathers in order to put them into the pillowcase, into the pillow. Who says he's got arko and rochbo? Obviously, he wants a certain orech. In other words, there's a long feather. He wants only a certain specific point of the feather. But he's not interested in any width. He's not measuring a width. Was he taking out a ruler? And the answer is that his kpeda is mida, meaning that he wants it in a certain specific place. That point, that's where he wants the slicing. Correct? Or take, for example, the Gemara speaks about megare roshe klunsos. Once again, it's not mida of Orech and Rochav, it means he wants a specific place. Bless you. That's where he's sharpening it. That's where he's cutting it. And even the discussion that we had about Misate Sesa Evan, okay, there you could say it's Maruba, maybe it's both Midas Rochbo and Arko, I'm not sure. But the issue that we had about Poseh Beis Tzavar, I don't know, you have to go through all the Gemaras and all the cases, but it doesn't seem to me that we need a kpeda on both Midas Arko and Midas Rochbo. What we need is Mida Mesuyemes, meaning he's makpid that it be cut at a certain place.
Maybe it's a question of if it's relevant.
So maybe the Rambam's talking about a case where it's relevant to have both Midas Arko, Midas Rochbo.
In other words, if you have something that should be cut by length and width, and you only cut it by length, then maybe you're not chayav because you haven't completed the cutting.
I like that pshat, Bobby. My only problem is the Rambam is so ambiguous. You know, he seems to set this up as a precondition and a definition of Meleches Mechatech. You know, I think he should have been a little bit more outspoken about it. Again, if we go back to the writing of Rav Rubin in Akdoma, when he sets up the difference between Korea and Mechatech, he doesn't say Lefi Midas Orko and Rochbo. He says Kol Ikra Bechituch Hanasa Lefi Mida Misuyemes, which I think means that there's a Nakuda Misuyemes. At that point, that's where he wants to cut it. In any event, what would you say about the following? Let's say I have a piece of china and I want to just break off a piece and use it for whatever purposes I want to use it for. Or let's say I want to cut a piece of paper and I want to use it. Here, take a look at the Gemara in Beitza here on the bottom of your page 1. And he says, Ein shovrim es acheres. Okay, now I lost it. Where's Ein shovrim es acheres? Okay, we're not finding it right now. Is it right there in front of my nose? Ein shovrim es acheres. Oh, there it is. I think I found it. Yeah. Do you see, right before the Gemara in Beitza, there's a quote from the Mishnah, which is Perek Dal Mishnah He. Ein shovrin es acheres. V'ein chotchin es haniyar litzos bo maliach. I believe that these cases are cases of machatech, and again, the language of ein indicates an isa d'rabbanon. And the reason why it's asur mirabbanan is because it's kimisakin kli, but even on the drabbanan level there's no mechatech. So take a look, for example, the Shulchan Aruch on page 3, Siman Shin Mem, Sif Yud Gimel. He says, Ein shomen esacher sein kordes han yam nipnei shehu kimisakin kli. So the Mishnah Berurah already wants to know, so why is there no problem here with Mechatech? He says, Mayri kishayin makbid al admida. Di lav hafi yesh bo gam mishum Mechatech. So he's not makbid on the mida. So as we said before, if he's not makbid on the mida, you don't have a meleches Mechatech. Okay, I'm gonna, since I see it's getting late, I'm gonna take a break here and fast forward to the Minchas Shlomo, which is of course Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, because I want to get to some practical issues in contemporary Machatech, and this is on page 5.
Exactly.
So again, as we said before, any case where you do a chituch, it might be a problem of asiyas kli, of makom patish. It's not a problem of machateich if he's not miskaven klal chituch b'mida. And again, that's on the bottom of your page 1, where it says ein machatchin, ein chotchin es hapsila Lishnayim, because in the case of psila, he's interested in cutting it in half, but he doesn't measure it out in any specific midah. Fine. So take a look at the Minchas Shlomo, and he addresses the case of sugar bags and the like. Are you allowed to open these sacks of sugar? And he says, Ein mishum meleches mechatech. There's no violation of mechatech in such a case. And why not? Kevon demashe chotech v'mokom esumon, even though there are perforated lines there, and that's where he's cutting it, Eino elikadei shalo yishpach hasukar. He just wants to make sure that he doesn't cut down below the, you know, the line where the sugar is, because then the sugar is going to go flying. But ein kol kavana shel shimush bechelke asakit lefi mida misuyemes. He's not trying to cut down this sakit so that he can use parts of it at a certain size. That doesn't interest him. You know, the manufacturer decided what size the sack is going to be. He just has to be sure to cut it at a point where the sugar won't go spilling in all directions. He may actually try to cut it at a very specific place, but that's only because it's noach. Then we had the case of cutting toilet paper. Again, when he's cutting it, not exactly where the nekev is, you know, those, what do they call those perforated lines? He says, Kaman, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, Kaman shechotech eno makpid imoyu osim etze yosa arach or yosa kotzer. In other words, he's just going to cut it wherever it's convenient for him, but he's not measuring it out. That's not called mechatech. Now, it seems that Rav Rubin was not happy with this. And this you'll see on page 8 in his Arches Shabbos. And he also quotes Yosef Shalom El Yashiv. Again, I don't know the Metzius if he really wants to cut it at a certain point or not. But he says that would be a problem of machatech. Now, I asked you before about splitting the two yogurts, you know, the containers that are attached. So he writes, Rav Reuben, again on this page 8 in Orchas Chaim, Orchas Shabbos, sorry, that Rav Yoshev says, he's chayev mishum machatech midoraisa. Wow. That's pretty serious. And he says, why? Ki hagvim nechtochim ze mize bekav yashar umeduyak. Because these two containers of yogurt are going to be cut now at a certain specific line. In other words, I guess in the toilet paper you have a certain question here, because you know, between one perforated line and the other, you know, you're not very particular, but here you're very, very particular. I think what he probably means is that if you don't cut in the right place, then you're in trouble. Or you probably won't even successfully cut it. You know, let's take a sledgehammer, I don't know what. So that he calls machatech. Now we mentioned Rav Nissen Karelitz on page 9, and he says that breaking these two attached yogurts is only machatech derabbanan, but everybody says it's awesome. Now it could be that Rav Karelitz accepts Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that we said before in the toilet paper case, the only reason he rips it at that point is because it's noach. That's just the way it happens. You know, it's more comfortable for him. So maybe if we apply that to the case of the two yogurts, if he doesn't cut it and separate them in this right place, then the yogurt is going to go flying in all directions, spilling out. So that's also called nochiyut. But it's not because he's cutting it at a certain mido or on a certain spot. It's just that's what he has to do in order to avoid the spillage. Now, as far as taking a pill, I asked you at the outset, and you cut it in half. So once again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says it's mutter, and that's not called machatech. And he says that the pill is called ochlin. Well, not literally. You can't call a pill ochlin. You know, you wouldn't feed it to a dog. But it's ke-ochlin. So again, what we have to figure out here is what is ochlin, and why is a pill like ochlin? I just want to see if there's any footnote here. Again, it's very small for my on my page. So let's read it. He says, "Sakiot asher gilim lahariket et chulatan miyad im ptichatan kmo sakiot shel sukar arizot shonot shel mamtakim mutal lepotchan b'shabbos u'biyontif." And he just says to avoid taking apart the letters. V'af mutal lachtoch osa b'mkomos hamiyuchad l'kach. And in the footnote, he says, "This is Rav Neuvert. Ein ben mishum moleches mechatech. Came the mashu chotech b'mokom ha'mesumon. Eina el k'deish lo yishpach ha'sukar. V'yelo kol kavona shel shimush b'chelke ha'sakid. Lefi midah mesuyem. V'chotech shom chak b'nei shezeh yoseh noach." Now, if you skip the next paragraph for a moment, we'll come right back to that. But he says, in the case of pills, mutol lachtok lula l'shnei chatzoim shavim. He's allowed to cut the pill in half, and he wants to use only one half. The ebezem mishum iser mechatech. And in the footnote, he writes, kach shamati miagon Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, usfaroso imo di'af. So again, he doesn't tell you why, you know, the second condition in machatech is that it's not an ochel, but he says that the definition of an ochel here to be mafkia, meleches, mechatech is anything that he swallows. Now he also talks about a ptila. How do you say that in English, a ptila? No, a ptila that goes in through the back. You know what I'm talking about?
Suppository.
He says even if he breaks the suppository, he says that's also not machatech, because since it goes into the body, it has the status of an ochel. Again, this all touches on the fact that, as we said earlier, machatech is a chefta. You know, you're creating chatichos. Here you're not creating chatichos, you're swallowing it. Then he has the case that I skipped over here about the ner shava. So he's talking about a candle. And he's talking about yontif. Now he wants to cut it down. And he wants to be matimit to the base kibul of the pamot. Craig, this is classic. You want to cut down the candle so that it fits into the receptacle part of the ner. And he says that would be a violation of an iser machatech midrabanan. Why is that machatech midrabanan? He says here, l'chora, it's not an ochel, and also it's l'mida. You know, he's obviously trying to get it to fit into a certain place, so he needs to cut it down to fit the size of the candlestick. So he writes, "Kevon shezeh derech shimusho velo al yidei hachana mukdemes." So the best I can make out of this comment here of Rav Neuwirth to try to justify why there's no machatek d'oraisa here, maybe what he's doing with the candle is like he's pushing it in. And that's called derech shimusho. That's the way you use the ner. And you're allowed to use neros on yontif. So it's not like you're preparing the ner first, and that's called machatech, and then you're using the ner. Correct? Because we said that machatech means you're preparing and changing the object. That's not what he's doing. This is just the way he uses the object. That's not called machatech. And also he says that machatech in such a way where you push it in so that it slices, you push it into a receptacle, that's not the normal way of machatech. It's called kelachar yad, and kelachar yad is only derabbanan. But at the end, it seems to me, if I read this correctly, that we're talking about an isa derabbanan, because his language here is asur lahatzer katseihu Almanaslat Imo Lagodal Base Kibula. Sounds like an Isur Drabbanan. Now, you know these soda cans where you, what do they call them, that you pop it open? Is there a name for that in English? Here we call it Pachiot Shtia. You know the Pachiot. I should bring one from my fridge. I don't know if I have one here. But it's a soda container. And what you do is you pull a ring and you open up a hole so that now you can get the Pepsi Cola out or the Coca-Cola. So there are various issues here with that, but as far as machatech is concerned, if he's makbid that it should be that this ring should be cut b'makom mesuyam at one specific place, because of Moleches Mechatech. Okay, that has to be taken under advisement, and all that you'll see on pages 5 and 6. Now in the Mishnah in Beitzah that we started with in Perek Dalid, We also find Ein Choschin Esapsila Shnayim, only in Issa D'Rabbanan. That we said because here the Mechatech is not interested in Midah. He's not actually calculating what size of the Psila he's going to take. However, with regard to the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hei Amud Beis, Mesate Sesa Evan, and more specifically, when we get to the Gemara on Daf, where is it? Mem Chesam and Aleph, Haposer Beis Tzavar, in those two cases, Chayav Mishumakav Patish, I can understand that maybe in Mesates you could say he's not interested in a specific Midah, but we're not sure. And it seems a Pella that in the case of Chotech Posech Beis Tzavar, shall we say he's not interested in a specific Midah? So if you'll take a look in Rav Rubin, who authored an article to Halichos Sadeh, and this you'll find on page 6, he speaks about Ikar and Tofel. What is his main kavana and what is his secondary kavana? And he says, Yesh la'ayin amaya posech beis tzavar b'shabas chayev mishum mesakin mona v'yamayinu chayev mishum mechatech. And he writes, Hanira bozeh al pi mashkos v'arambam. The Rambam says, Yesh la'akshos amay mesateh says evenenu chayev mishum mechatech. And he brings a teretz, Nivona upaneh shavos v'yesh lo kronos yotze mikan lekan shu chayv mishum mechatech. Ad kan l'shon, he says v'hinei nira poshut di ein kavon saram amlitein klal di ein chayovin mishum shtei melochus kshosa maise echad v'hainu di din mechatech shaykh rakecho di einu bo makav patish di ze einu. Shoyseim Aramam Shim Hoysa Ha'Evan Nivona Upadeh Shavos V'Yeshba Kronos Yotzim Lekan Lekan Shu Chayv Mishum Mechatech Mestaber Dechayv Af Mishum Mechatech V'Gam Mishum Makav Patish El Nir V'Dibur Divrei Arambam. I'm just reading the Rambam and the article here, and we'll try to explain it. Emir Hashem. The hine is buyer she in him lechs machat chichum kavona velo his ratza hamechayev es ela peulas hachito chanase tokide kavona lemido mechuvenes. I'm sorry, velo. I couldn't read it here. It's on. It didn't come out clearly. Velo hatotzaa. Ela peulas hachito chanases. Tokidei kavano lemido mechuvenes. That's Iker Shei Moloch. Vesvile la Rambam, the chol ze davka hecha she Iker isuko ba Molochu hu betipul bektsavos beyishra kli. Aval hecha she Iker atasuko shala odom hi beyitziras hakli. Azai Hagam shiritzono shakli yetze miyushar meduyak heite mikomakom einze beger mechatech tilagabi meleches mechatech beinan sheikar isuko yie bechituch lefi mido velok shadover nase betzura tfeira. So he's saying here that if he's creating something, he also wants it to be straight, but his main intention is his isuk in creating something. Like he wants to create a kli. His main motivation is not for the sake of chituch, but rather chituch is necessary within the context of the Ikar Molocha, which is Yitziras Kli. That's his Ikar Kavana. His intention is Yitziras HaKli. So we're going to underline those words. His ask Ikar, his Askus HaOdom who be Yitziras Kli, Azai Gam Sheretzono, Hagam Sheretzono Shakli, Yetze Meyushar Umiduyo Ketev, Einze begeder mechatech. Because mechatech means that the ikar isuko is bechituch, lefi mido. Here the chituch lefi mido comes in for the back door, it's secondary. And that's true both in the case of mesates and in the case of poseach es hatzavo. Okay, now one last point here. He's got a discussion, Rav Rubin, about mechatech in the case of those the tabas that you take out of the pachtia, and he says that since he's makbin on chituch b'mokom mesuyam, is that itself is enough to generate a chiv mechatech. In other words, he's not measuring anything here really, but nevertheless, if he wants it to be cut at a certain spot, a certain place, in order to open up this pachit, that itself makes it into ikar isuko bechituch. But he says that maybe in this case you could say that the chituch is tofel, the ikar pulos shalonmi lasos pesach bepachit o psichos hapakak. It's much similar to the case of poseach beis tzavor, where his main purpose is to create an opening. Here it's an opening in a pachit instead of an opening in a beged. And even though this petach has to be opened in a very perfect way, but his pe'ula is l'shem Pesach, that's the Ikar, and the digduk and diuk yofe as a pula sachituch is secondary. Now, you should know that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself agrees that in the case of mechatech b'psichas pachios, there is no isur. Rav Rubin in Orchos Shabbos writes, Shamati me'agon Rav Yoshev Shlita lesar bazeh. See, he prohibits one from opening this bottle can, this pachit, this ring, you know, popping this ring. That's called an Asiyas Pesach. V'das Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach lahatir zos. So we have a machlokas of contemporary poskim here about opening up these cans of soda and the like. You know, you'll find it for olives and other things like that. And he has here another discussion of Rubin about psichas pakak. Where is it here? Ksichas pakak shenifrida mimenu ritsua. So there's certain strings or straps or whatever, piece of cord or whatever it might be that you rip, you pull, and then it opens up the kli. So there's a whole discussion here in Rav Rubin about that, and Rav Karelitz. But again, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, I just want to point out that in Ochlin, there is no Mechatech. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, we'll stop here.